No, you know, this is a competition, and coaches have done a phenomenal job of making it very fair, evaluating us every day. And so when you get to the preseason, you wait till your turn and you go in there and you try and make the most of it, whether that's the first quarter or the fourth quarter. That part's irrelevant. You just you can try to take advantage of any opportunity you get. It's been that way for the last 8 years for me, and it's going to be that way in the future. I feel like every day is a different day. You know, I've had some good days of practice, and I've had some days that I want to change some things that I did, and I think that's probably true of everybody in the room. And then when you get in the games, it's different because you're in a game situation. You know, it's first down, and then it's second down, and then it's third down, as opposed to in practice when you're working on specific game situations clumped together. So I thought it was I have a blast out there. I mean, I love the game, I love the sport, I love the position, and so it was really fun to be out there and be able to contribute.
You look great. The first thing I noticed, Blake, when I watched his college tape, was the way that he threw on the run. And he's obviously a big athlete, and he can move well, but if you can move really well but you can't throw the ball accurately when you're moving, it's irrelevant. And he had, I told him after the game, he had three absolute dimes tonight on the run. He managed the game really well, and it was fun to watch him. And Chad Henne's one of my best friends, too, because I played there a couple years ago. So it was really fun to watch those guys both play well, and yet to hand them a loss was really fun, too. It's heartbreaking. Zach's a guy I've been trying to spread the word on. I tried to get Arizona to get him last year, and us to get him here, and he worked so hard. He was dealt a really bad hand last year, and he just worked through it. I talked to him throughout the whole process. He's one of my best buddies. He's had an unbelievable camp. This is the kind of camp that, you know, when you come in off the streets, this is the camp you dream of, that you're patient, not a lot of opportunities early. When he got opportunities, he made the most of them. Goes in the game, 6 catches, 68 yards, 2 touchdowns last week. We're all, you know, riding high. He's so confident. And then to get one of those injuries, it's not a work ethic injury. It's not because he's out of shape. It's not because he has a bad technique. It's just a total bad luck injury. But with the way that he's handled this in the past, I know that he's going to make the most of this. He's going to heal quickly. He's going to rehab. He's going to do everything they asked him to do. And he's going to contribute, somewhere. If it's here, hopefully he comes back. And whatever his situation is, he's going to play a long time in this league because he's a great player.